Amen. Praise the Lord for that special as well. And I trust that you've heard the words of the Lord Jesus Christ that would say those very same things. Praise the Lord for that message and song. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, if you would, look with me to the book of 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5. We're going to be reading the first 11 verses, verse 1 down to verse 11. 1 Peter chapter 5. If you'll stand with me, we'll read the Word of God together. As I read, you follow right along with me. The Bible says, "The elders which are among you, I exhort, whom am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being ensamples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder, and yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." Let's pray. Father, we bow before you this morning, and what a blessing it has already been just being in this place. Thank you for your presence here. Thank you for how you've already used the services just to speak to us and to comfort us and to strengthen us. Now, as we've opened up your word and we have looked here to this book of 1 Peter in this chapter 5, I pray, God, that you'd give each one here insight into this particular passage of Scripture. I pray that you'd anoint the preaching of thy word. I pray that you would use me once again as an instrument in your hand to bring forth your message to your people from your word. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. 1 Peter is a powerful book of the Bible, as Peter is being used of the Lord to write this to believers who were suffering and going through a lot of persecution. In chapter 5, Peter is exhorting the elders, or if you will, the pastors of the churches, to take care of God's sheep, or if you will, believers. It was just as Christ had exhorted Peter. If you remember back in John chapter 21, before Jesus would ascend up to heaven, he addressed Peter, and he said, "Peter, do you love me?" And he said, "You know I love you." And he said, "Feed my sheep." Continued to address him and said, "If you love me, feed my sheep." And now Peter is being used of God to pen this to the other pastors, the elders, to do the very same thing, to feed the flock of God. In verse 8 and 9, the believers would need to be mindful of their adversary, the devil, and his ongoing attacks to keep them from accomplishing God's will for their lives. God has a purpose, and he has a will for every one of us, and it's our adversary, the devil, a very, very real individual and a spiritual being. We fight spiritual battles, and he is going to try to hinder us and to keep us from accomplishing what God would have us to accomplish. And so he tells to warn them. He said they need to know that. Verses 8 And verse 9, and he says in verse 9, whom resist steadfast in the faith, keep the faith, look to the faith, and resist the devil and all his temptations and all his suggestions, for he is he will work in this life and will go through some of the very same things. Believers will go through some of the very same trials and some of the very same situations that even the lost do in this world. We go through the valley of the shadow of death. We deal with physical infirmities. We deal with losses. But we don't deal with them alone. In verse 10, I want you to look at verse 10 because this is really where I'm going to focus this morning. He says, but the God of all grace, it's what God will do for those who'll continue to look to him. To those who turn away from the devil's temptations and turn away from the devil's suggestions and say, focus on God. But the God of all grace who hath called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you. This is what God will do for us. Perfect, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. The first two, this idea of perfect, that's spiritual maturity. The second, the established, means make steadfast. So these two imply growth and stability. Can I tell you, that's something we need. And I say amen to that. I need God to work in me and through the trials and tribulations and all the things that I go through to help me to grow in my spiritual understanding and my spiritual faith. And so those are two things that we could spend some time in preaching on, the spiritual maturity and the steadfastness in the faith that God wants us to have. But this morning I want to focus more on the last two, where the Bible says, strengthen and settle you. Oh, to be strong and settled. What does that mean? Well, first of all, here we know that God gives strength to be able to do. For all of us, no matter what we're going through, no matter what's taking place, there's the right thing to do and the wrong things to do. Can I tell you, if you stay focused on God and you resist the devil and you turn away from him, if you stay focused on God, he will strengthen you to do the right thing every time. He strengthens us to do. The Bible says, as Paul writes in the book of Philippians in chapter 4 and verse 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Look, if you will, to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy and chapter 4, coming to the end of the Apostle Paul's life, and he's in jail and getting ready to be executed, beheaded. And yet we find here that Paul was confident that God had strengthened him and would continue to strengthen him as long as he had purpose for his life on this earth. And he says in 2 Timothy in chapter 4 in verse 17, he says this, notwithstanding, the Lord stood by with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. That's what God did for him. Can I tell you that God will continue to do that for all of his children throughout this New Testament church age? As God has a purpose and a plan for our lives, if we will look to God, no matter what it is, he'll strengthen us to do whatever the right thing is to do. There are different areas and levels of strength. There's physical strength. There's mental and emotional strength. And there's spiritual strength. There's the strength that a baby needs to walk. If you've raised children, you've experienced that. Some children get stronger and more confident, and they walk sooner than others. But that child, when you have those babies, you know, you try to help them stand, and they won't put too much pressure on their legs. because they're afraid that their legs won't hold them up. And so you'll try to stand them up and they'll buckle underneath that because they're afraid of that. They don't know that they're strong enough yet. But as they continue to mature and you continue to stand them up, before you know it, they start standing up on their own. And they start testing out their legs, the strength in their legs, and their legs are getting stronger because you've been working with them. And then you try to let go of them, and so they can walk on their own. And they'll always, at the first, they'll drop to their knees, amen? They'd much rather crawl than to get up and walk because they're used to that. Their knees and their hands are on all fours, but they're not animals, amen? They're children, they're human beings, and they're to walk on their two legs. Some, it takes a little longer to get across that, you know, but if you'll work with them, they'll finally get confidence in the strength in their legs, and their legs start getting stronger, and before you know it, they're not only walking, they get into their toddler years, and they're running around getting into everything, and you think, go back to crawling. But there's strength in different levels of strength, a strength that the baby needs to walk. There's a strength that a man needs to climb a mountain. Mount Everest is the tallest, the world's highest mountain. And I was reading a little bit about that. There's been more than 295 have died while attempting to climb Mount Everest. They died, couldn't get it done. That's how many they know of. But can I tell you that God will strengthen us to do whatever is right to do, whether it's to walk. Sometimes we go through things and we just got to learn to put one foot and step of the in front of the other. Sometimes it's hard just to get up, to keep going. God will strengthen you. Sometimes you need to have the strength to run. Sometimes you need that strength to climb that mountain. Whatever it is, God says, I'll strengthen you. Yeah. Turn away from the devil's temptations and the devil's suggestions that you can't, and just realize you can, because I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me, whatever it calls for, strength. The other thing he says, settle you. That idea of settle is to place in a desired state, to put us in a desired state, to make secure. If you will, being settled is being able to handle whatever God allows. Sometimes we don't think we can handle it. But God will settle us. His grace will give us what we have need of in the time of need. To know that I am founded upon a rock is what that idea of being settled means. To know that no matter what, I am founded upon the right foundation. I'm founded upon the rock that can strengthen me, that can settle me, that can enable me to handle whatever it is that God allows to come into my life. Matthew chapter 7, this idea of settling. Jesus taught on the Sermon on the Mount. In chapter 7, he's concluding the Sermon on the Mount. And I love this is how he concludes it with this story. Chapter 7 and verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. Now realize, you got the strength to do them. If you're looking to God, he'll strengthen you and he'll give you the strength to do whatever it is that is right to do. And so whomsoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken to him as a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not. For it was founded upon a rock. It was settled. It had a firm foundation. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man. If you're not doing, you'll never be settled. Did you hear me there? If you're not doing, you got to do whatever it is, but you have to continue to do what God wants you to do. And as you're doing what God wants you to do, then he will settle you. Everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew. You see, the very same thing happened to both. Some of the very same things that the lost go through in this world, we're going to go through as well. But what makes a difference is God with us. What makes a difference is the very grace of God, the knowledge of God, and understanding that there's things that as I'm going through this trial, as I'm going through this temptation, there's the right things to do. And as long as I have the strength to do what's right, then I will be settled by an almighty God. But everyone makes the decisions. Where are you going to build your house? Your house is your life. What you going to build your life upon? You going to build your life upon this world? It's sand. It's sinking sand. Going to build your life upon your own philosophies? It's sinking sand. If you build your life and establish your marriage and establish your home and establish your life upon Jesus Christ, the foundation, the rock, then you will be settled after being given the strength to do the right things. The rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and they beat upon that house and it fell. And great was a fall of it. Wow. So the two things, strengthen and settled. If I have these things, I'm ready to face all things. If you have these things, you are prepared for whatever may come. Whether you realize it or not, if you have these things and you get these things by looking to Jesus Christ and continue to, by faith, do what God wants you to do, he'll settle you. Strengthen and settle. I'm ready to face all things. Romans 8:28 is a verse that we use quite often. We might even quote it, and it's a good verse to put to memory. All things work together for good to those who are the called, to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. But we usually quote that verse and are told to look at that verse when things do not make sense. Something happens in our life, and we say we're serving God, and why did God allow this to happen? Why this and why that and why now? And we're told just to look to Romans 8:28. Yeah. That's a verse I use quite often in telling people to look to, but wow. Sometimes it's difficult. Most of the times it's difficult when things don't seem to make sense. But you are ready. And all things do work together for good to those who love God and are the called according to his purpose. And if you know that, then God will strengthen us. God will strengthen to do what God would have me to do in facing the things that don't even make sense. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Stay in church. What happens to most people when they stop looking to God and stop looking to the faith that is found in the Word of God? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And you stop doing that, then you start believing the lies of the devil, and you start listening to the suggestions that there is no God and the church doesn't help, and on and on and on and on. And before you know it, you turn away from God and you turn away from the very things that God's going to use to strengthen and settle you. And then you found that you're founded on the sand, and you're going to fall. And great is that fall, because it's going to affect your family. It's going to affect others around you. Yeah. God will strengthen me to do what God would have me to do. Keep the faith. Stay in church. Stay married. Keep serving. Keep praying. Keep reading my Bible. When you do those things, then God will settle you. If you fail to do those things, you'll never find the blessings of being settled. God will settle you to truly know that God does have a purpose, to truly know that my life is founded upon Christ, the solid rock. I love the song. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ's blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found. Dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Sand. What a powerful message. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Just doing the right thing. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly, wholeheartedly lean on Jesus' name, on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground, no matter what it is, religion, philosophies, all other ground is sinking sand. Yeah. For 38 years in full-time ministry, 38 years in full-time ministry, God has been there to strengthen and settle me. Personal battles. 38 years of full-time ministry, can I tell you there have been many personal battles that I've gone through. I've dealt with a lot of different things, whether it be physical, emotional, and spiritual, where I was tempted to turn away from the faith, tempted to listen to the suggestions of the devil. If I didn't know that Satan was real, I would have. But knowing that Satan is real and we're not ignorant of his devices, we know how he tries to blind us to the truth. 38 years, spiritual or personal battles, as I look to God, he has always strengthened me to do what needed to be done. And I found every time that when I would do what God wanted me to do, no matter how difficult it might have been at the time, he would always settle me afterwards. Whew. 38 years, personal battles, 38 years, raising a family in the ministry. Not easy, to raise children as a pastor's kids. And the church has so high of expectations on them, and they come home. And <laughs> 39 years of marriage. Only my wife knows what we've been through in 39 years of marriage. How Satan would have loved to have hindered the marriage and caused the marriage to fail. The things that we have battled in the 39 years to get to this place, if it hadn't been for God strengthening us, we wouldn't have made it. When God strengthened us and we did the right thing, then afterwards we would find ourselves being settled. We look back and we're so thankful that we have held on to the marriage that God's given to us. So thankful that we held on and did the right things and raising our girls and going through the teen years and talk about some trials and frustrations. And as we all face them, when you're raising teenagers, you see, they go through some of the very same things that the children in the world go through. And there's more pressure on them. Satan would love to get you to destroy a Christian home because you have an impact on society. Satan would love to destroy a pastor's home because we have an impact on our churches and in society. What got you through that? God strengthening us to do the right thing. And once you do the right thing, knowing that God will settle you. Yeah. Church ministry. 38 years. You see, we've not always had this kind of facilities. We started in a storefront about 3 miles from here in an area that was kind of dangerous for people to come back at night. You never knew. I mean, there was no parking out front. It was right on Washington Street. And you had to park in the alleys, and you come and always have to come in groups because you never know if you're going to get somebody trying to rob you, trying to get up the stair steps to come up to the upper room and have people coming back to church. It wasn't always like this. There was a lot of difficult times, and I remember the many times just falling flat on my face up in that upper room and asking God to give us a building and asking God to give us property and to be able to have a safe place where we could bring our families in and have church services. And then once we got on this place, then we started having to build buildings. And can I tell you, when you go through one building program, you might be excited the first building program, but after you realize how hard it is, you never look forward to another one. You build out of necessity. You don't build out of desire. Dealing with contractors and dealing with this, because Satan's going to try to hinder that. If something's going to go wrong, then Satan's going to try to make it go wrong in building a church building and trying to keep the congregation together. And going on 38 years of a church ministry here with the Lighthouse Baptist Church, can I tell you, we have faced a lot of different problems and trials and adversities. And Satan has been around every corner trying to discourage and hinder. But God has been there as well. And when we choose God, He strengthens us to do the right thing. And when you do the right thing, you'll find that God will settle you. Wow. Strengthened to give thanks in all things. Settled to be thankful. Two different things. But you have to, first of all, be willing to do the right thing and give thanks in all things. It's the will of God. And when you give thanks, then He'll settle you and you'll be thankful. Strengthened to follow Christ's lead. Not always easy doing the right thing and being Christ-like in every area of life, in every deed. It's not easy to follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. And the only way that we can do it and be Christian in how we deal with all things is by His strength. But He will strengthen you to be Christ-like. And when you do the right thing, as Christ would, He'll settle you. Strengthened to follow Christ's lead and settled not to get out in front. If I'm out in front, I'm not following. And so you have to be settled by just saying, Lord, You lead, I'll follow. In closing, going back with me to 1 Peter chapter 5. This is what Peter is giving to those that are going through trials and frustrations and temptations. This is what God will do for you if you just resist the devil and you continue to look to God. But the God of all grace, and His grace is sufficient for our need. He's the God of all grace. He'll make you. This is what He'll do for you if you look to Him. Perfect, established, strengthened, and settle you. And as you allow Him to do that, to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. When you do the right thing and you get settled, it's just not for you. It's just not for your sake, but it's for the sake and the glory of Almighty God. Because then we have a testimony, and then we have something that the world looks to and says, I want what that person has. I want to be strengthened to do the right thing, no matter what it might be. And I want to be settled once I do it. And you'll have a testimony that glorifies God. Oh, to be strengthened and settled, like they've ever had bowed. Every eye closed. Are you? Are you overcoming and turning away from the devil and his suggestions and his temptations? Are you focused on God and what God would have you to do? You can do right no matter what. He'll strengthen you to do right if you look to Him. He'll strengthen you. And once you've done right, He'll settle you. Oh, to be strengthened and settled. Father, we bow before You now. We do love You, Lord, and thank You for loving us. Thank You for this passage of Scripture that You've given to us here in 1 Peter chapter 5. And God, how all of us need this. And I pray this morning, God, You know what's going on in the lives of every individual that's here. You made it possible for them to be here. You knew the message that You wanted to have preached. God, I pray that they would now receive it and apply it. If there's some here that need to be saved, I pray, God, today would be that day that their names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. If there's some here today that needs to just rededicate a life, they've been following the devil and the lies and the suggestions, and help them to get back to looking to you and doing what you would have them to do. God, I pray that with victory would take place today. Whatever it might be, Lord, I pray that each and every one here would search their hearts and do whatever it is you'd have them to do, starting right here and right now. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.